This week, I want to tell you what I believe are the five greatest dangers you and I face in our walk as believers. I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and here's the first one, self-sufficiency. If you buy into the common belief today that you are all you need, you're in great danger. Yet that's considered a very worthy and admirable attitude by many people. I well remember a conversation I had with a very successful businesswoman who had climbed the career ladder very fast and very high and had earned lots of money, lots of recognition. She said to me, "I don't need anyone but myself. I don't depend on anyone but myself. I've learned that you have to take care of number one and not rely on others." Well, even though she doesn't recognize it, she's in great danger because the facts are she is not self-sufficient regardless of her track record or accomplishments. You see, we may be able to get by with our self-sufficient attitude for some time, and we may fool ourselves into believing it's true, but there will always come a time when you face the reality that you are not enough. Death certainty is one checkpoint that shows up the fallacy of self-sufficiency. The Bible says man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment. This is one place for sure where we have to admit our inability to help ourselves and place our trust totally in the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection assure us that through faith in Him, we can face death knowing that beyond the grave is an eternity with God. But you can't do that on your own. None of us is self-sufficient when it comes to dying. We are dependent on God. The Apostle Paul had to learn that he was not self-sufficient. Even though he was well-educated and he had the right credentials and he was totally devoted to serving Christ, he faced a disability that showed him how insufficient he was. But he learned the great truth that God's grace was sufficient for him, for God's power is made perfect in weakness. So if you want God's power to be made perfect in your life, admit your weakness. Confront that you are not self-sufficient and know the wonderful freedom of operating in God's grace, which I promise will be totally sufficient for you. Please join us for our Zoom Bible study on Tuesday evenings. The current study is What the Well-Dressed Christian Wears. To find out more and register, go to christianworkingwoman.org. And please join me again tomorrow.